Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
What an amazing song, and what an amazing sentiment that God has things to say about us, and they are wonderful to hear. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray that now by your word and by your spirit, you would speak to our hearts and lift our gaze up to see you. And Lord, make us more like you, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, I want to give you this theme. God says that I am loved. And whoever you are, if you have a pulse, that statement is true about you. God says that you are loved, and he really, really does. Now, this song that Lauren Daigle wrote kind of came out of a moment of realizing that life was full of ups and downs. She said she had come off of her first Dove Awards in she was trying to kind of establish what is the next step for me, what is the next step for my life, and she was noticing that there were a lot of voices for her to listen to, some external, some internal, voices that were speaking all sorts of things to her, and she found that her life was beginning to kind of resemble a yo-yo. She had really high highs, and she had really low lows, and so she needed to be grounded in a truth that was greater than the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows, and that's where this song came from. It came from the recognition that there are voices that plague all of us. In fact, we have an enemy who seeks to steal and kill and destroy in our lives. And Jesus said about this enemy in John chapter 8, verse 44, that the devil was a murderer from the beginning. And that he does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So Jesus himself said about your adversary, the devil, Satan, that he is a liar and the father of lies. And one of the ways that he attacks you and me is that he lies to us. And the thing about it is, lying is his native language. And he speaks it really well. He's really good at lying. So he is able to spin truths into lies about you and me and totally take our eyes off of Jesus. Let me ask you, have you ever been laying in bed at night and all of a sudden you're just plagued by some sort of thought, some sort of accusation, or some sort of sin from your past that all of a sudden it just grips you and you have this overwhelming thought that this is who I am. This is what I do. This is the kind of person that I am, and there's no way that God could love me because of this. Well, that's Satan lying. And he's able to take things that you've done and that I've done from the past, that if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, have not only been forgiven by God, but God has chosen to forget those things. He doesn't see them when he looks at you. He sees his child in Jesus Christ, whom he loves, whom he has made clean, and whom he has called his own. But Satan knows that those sins can still plague us, even if they're from the distant past. And all of a sudden, we get wrapped up in this notion of, I can't believe I did that. That must be who I really am, and there's no way that God could love me, and there's no way, and if there have been bad things that have happened to me, it must be punishment for what I've done. Now, I heard a preacher say one time that we Christians are awful to ourselves, that when we suffer, we go to become just like Job's friends. And what did they do? Job was suffering, and his friend showed up and said, wow, this is really bad. What did you do to deserve this? Job said, I didn't do anything to deserve this. And they said, no. If there's bad things happening to you, you earned this. What was your sin? And Job said, not perfect, but I didn't do anything to deserve this, to earn this. And we can do that to ourselves. Part of the reality of living in a Genesis 3 world, a world that has fallen, a world in which there is sin, is that there is suffering. And sometimes that suffering is brought on by decisions we make and sins that we sin and things that we do. And sometimes that suffering is brought on because we live in a fallen world. And we look forward to a world that is to come in Jesus Christ when there will be no more pain or sorrow or suffering, but that world is not yet. But all of a sudden, Satan gets in our head, and he takes something that is true, and he twists it just enough to make it not true, and then he spins it in our minds, and what happens? We can't go to sleep. That which is spinning in our minds all of a sudden attacks our stomach, and it tightens it up. Has that ever happened to you? I've gone through whole seasons where that very thing kept me awake through the night. It kept me distracted through life. And you know what I found? Those were the moments when God was doing something or calling me to something or growing me in the biggest ways. That's when Satan really attacked. So if I can give you some encouragement tonight, it's this, that if Satan is really attacking you right now, that means God is moving in your life. He's preparing you for something that is coming, some way in which you will glorify Him and be a blessing to the world around you. So keep your eyes on Jesus and do not listen to the lies of the enemy. Take those thoughts captive and take them immediately to the Lord, because these are the sorts of things that He says. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Or in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul is talking about the thorn that he has in the flesh, this messenger of Satan to keep him from becoming conceited. This is what he says. But Jesus said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Psalm 34, 18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." But the word that I want to give to you tonight comes from 1 John chapter 3. And this is the truth, that if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord, this is what God has said about you. And this is the way God feels about you. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." When we come to Christ, our identity shifts. The foundation upon which we build our lives is that we are not only created by God in the image of God, but through Jesus Christ, we have been adopted by God into His family, and He calls us His children. And that is the foundation upon which we build our lives. That's what Lauren Daigle was getting at. She was tired of the really high highs and the really low lows. She was tired of trying to build her life on a foundation of those things that can be so fleeting, so ephemeral. And she instead wanted to build her life upon the foundation of what God has to say about her. So she wrote these words, "I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say, I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say, I am strong when I think I'm weak. And you say, I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say, I am yours. And I believe what you say of me. I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you, I find my worth. In you, I find my identity. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe taking all I have, and now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory. You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. Tonight I want to ask you, what's the foundation upon which you're building your life? Are you building your life on the lies of the enemy about you? The one who is a liar and the father of lies, the one who is the accuser of the brethren, who wants only to accuse you of sin that's already been forgiven in Jesus Christ, to pull your eyes off Jesus and to wreck your trajectory? Are you going to listen to what God says about you? You know, it's the one who wants to lift you up and give you life that is full and abundant and everlasting. Are you going to listen to the one who has plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future? Will you listen to the voice of truth who speaks to you about who you really are in Him? Will you build your life upon that foundation? And will you let Him build you up to be everything He wants you to be? Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we are so thankful about what you say about us. And we are so thankful for what you say to us. And we pray that by your Spirit you would help us to believe what you say about us. That no longer would we be gripped by the lies of the enemy, but we would stand firmly rooted and established in the truth of who you say we are, and then that we would help other people know what you say about them, that they are loved, that they are created in your image, and that your arms are open to receive anyone who will come to you and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I trust and follow you. Lord, may it be, and may you receive the glory in our lives as we stand firm in who you say we are. In Jesus' name, amen.